Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Free Geek, the Community Technology Center. All purpose of being here is so that, because there's all these computers out there, right? And there's all these people out there. And these people with computers that don't want them, and these people without computers that do want them. And we bring them together and they say, damn, that was easy. And so basically that's the point. So there's a whole bunch of computers and they could be being used, but they're not. And a lot of people that would like to learn about computers, but they can't. And so we're going to go this way and figure out how we can learn about things to make this better. The first station involving Free Geek, the first thing you've got to do basically is receive anything that comes to the door, be it a person or a gizmo. We've got to know what the hell it is and where it's going to go. So we go in the database and figure out, oh, someone's been playing. Excellent. We say, look, new gizmos, and we enter new gizmos, and we figure out, I have gizmo number 33,998. This is part of Free Geek infrastructure, and I am a pointing device. I am a mouse, and it will tell me all of these things if I want to look it up. And all of these things over here are going to be used for, like, you know, eventual bringing in. But that's what the volunteers do here. They do 24 hours of community service, 8 hours at each of these stations I'm going to show you, and then they get a computer, and they get a class, and then they know, you know, how to use their computer and what to do with it. It's pretty fabulous, I think.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! All right, have you people go that way, have you people go this way, and you'll both come to that room right there.
Wait,
you're going that way, you're going to take a right. You go that way, take a right. You go that way to the left. You go that way, take a right. You go that way, take a left. You go also that way, take a left. You go that way, take a right. You go this way and take a right. You go that way and take a left. I totally gave wrong directions to everybody. Well, you all got here. I even gave some of you wrong directions. That's amazing. All right. This is Free Geek Testing. This is the, like, one of the stations. Volunteers come in here, and they got to know, like, what if any of this stuff works. So we test hard drives, CD-ROMs, floppy drives, monitors, keyboards, everything that goes inside a Freak Box, and there's a lot of stuff. Look around, and it's just full of crap. But we got to figure out if it works, right? And so that's what it does here. And people like George, they come in here, and they whip people into shape and make sure that they know what they're doing. Is that right?
If you say so, boss.
Oh, man. This is for posterity.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's right. Freak Box is kind of a little amalgamation. Freak
testing
geek.
Proves that testing works.
And, you know, it sounds cool. And so once we know if something works, then it can be used in a Freak Box. And Freak Boxes are built right over this way. Come along. Dedicated volunteers come here and
spoil
for hours and hours on it. Come along, see all of that which is free and geeky. Excellent. So we got all these computers and we got to have someone to build them. But these aren't, like, you know, trained professionals or nothing. These are people who just, like, decided that they wanted to do it. They didn't necessarily had any training before they came here. So people who have come here in the past, like, you know, after a little bit of time, they come, they learn how to build computers, and then they're off. They're building. They're doing great things. And they're building computers for volunteers. Right. Members. Right. After 24 hours of community service, they do their all of these different stations, they get the computer that was built right here, which I think is pretty cool. Can everyone repeat after me? Say Linux.
Linux.
That's right. Yes.
It's not Linux?
No, it's not Linux. It's Linux. It's very.
But the guy's name is Linus.
Yeah, we don't care about that. He pronounces it Linux, so we all pronounce it Linux. That's just what we do. I don't know why. And so Linux is an open source software, and there's lots of open source software, but that one's one that we use, and it's really cool because it lets us do it for free. Because otherwise, we'd be owing $100 to Bill Gates every time we build a computer. And I don't know. Call me crazy, but I don't want to give him $100 because he's already got more money than, like, the world. So what do you do? So there's that, plus it's able to be tailorable to your own needs. We have old computers, and so we need software that can run on old computers, and we just make it work. Windows wouldn't do that so well. That's a big deal. We'll go over and look at the cloning lab and see how that all takes place. Walk that direction, and then just hang out there about 10 feet that way. Hurting, you know.
Oh, wow. Hurting your pants.
All right, stop! I want to take a moment, everyone, to thank all of the fabulous DJs up there.
Give up DJs!
Woo!
Black DJs!
They're hardworking folk. We don't always have DJs at Freaky. That's not always. All right. So does anyone have any questions? questions about Linux or open source or anything along those lines? Hey, you've been doing okay? Well, that's good. Because it is a cool thing.
$4, man. We got $4 for people buying tinfoil hats.
We made our money back.
So there's more money in here. So everything from now on is pure profit and it goes directly to Free Geek.
Woo!
I didn't only have to pay $1 for my tinfoil hat.
What you can do with tinfoil? Who would have thought?
Oh, get that on there. There we go. Tinfoil is a fabulous thing. Look, I can flash around money now. Here.
So what do you guys want to do in terms of expansion?
In terms of expansion? Well, eventually we hope to get next door and increase our classroom space. That's one big area that we've been kind of hurting by. It's because we only have one area that's really good for teaching people stuff. And it's always taken up and always crowded and always full of noisy people. But if we had a dedicated classroom, we could have a mess of people that come through here that are smart, that share their knowledge and experience with other people. And we have a lot of classes already, but we could have tons more. So that's a big way that we are hoping this fundraiser will help us get to that level. Yeah, that's going to be great. Everyone kind of come over that way and see what happens to computers when they die. There's lots of computers we get we can't use. So what do we do then?
Cheers.
This is where you're stuck apart. This is where computers come to death. This belongs. Yeah, that belongs. Anything that long and made of metal probably belongs to that. Everyone take a motherboard. Walk along. Everyone, step through. There you are. No, go on. Keep it. It's perfect for demonstrational purposes. There we go. Yes. Excellent. Have a motherboard. Everyone gets a motherboard today. All right. Yeah, even you. Even city repair people can help. Come on back. All right. So what you got in your hands right now, motherboards, system boards, other kind of cards. Very cool. I mean, they look like little cities, man. It's like got all sorts of weird things in there. And you see lots of stuff in there. You see lots of plastics and lots of metals. But what you don't necessarily see are all the toxins. Who wants to guess what toxins are available in motherboards today? Anyone?
Money.
Money?
No, there's many different kinds.
There are many different kinds, but who wants to guess at one? Anyone?
Lead.
Yes, lead is in motherboards. Any other kinds? Maybe
iron.
Maybe. There could be iron. You know, these are probably some old ones, but there's how about mercury? Mercury's in there. Cadmium, chromium, gallium.
Is that why you had assaulties?
That's right. So you can be poisoned.
Right on, thank you.
No, these are in a solid state right now, so they're not going to be toxic.
Damn.
Oh, well. But here's the point, is that if any of these things, the phosphorus or even the arsenic, like on these welds in the backside, yeah, not so good. So try not to gnaw on this while you're waiting in the tour. Even if you're hungry, just hold back a second. Food outside. Right. These things gets into a landfill, then water seeps down into it, and the water that seeps in can take those heavy metals and drain them into our groundwater. And then all of a sudden, you're drinking cadmium, chromium, mercury, lead, gallium, phosphorus, arsenic. People, that's not so good. And you're thinking to yourself, man, I got all these tumors, and I wish I just brought my computer to Free Geek. Damn it anyway. So that would be an easier solution. Now, who wants to guess how many tons have been recycled here in the time we've been open, 18 months?
50
tons. That's a good guess. But it's more. It's more than double that. We've recycled over 100 tons worth of stuff since we opened. A lot. And 98% recovery rate at that, which is pretty tremendous because they take these and they crush these and they heat these up, and then they're able to sort them out and collect all of this stuff. In fact, we can get money for these because of the gold and other valuable stuff that's on there, which is a way better deal, us being able to pay for our electricity bill, than having to drink a computer. Who's all for that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. We're all in agreement. We will stop drinking computer and start paying for Free Geek's lighting. Excellent.
What does 100 tons look like? Like how many warehouse fulls of
That's like
stuff?
Billions of me. Does that make it any easier for you?
how many warehouse fulls of stuff?
That's like God made this that many hats. You wouldn't even be able to like see. It would be all reflective. That's a tremendous amount. I mean, that is a lot. What we end up doing is, when we figure it out, we put out about 10 of these bins a week right now. If that's even, so to get around, that's a pretty quick rate. We just had emptied a lot of these. But 10 bins, That's a friggin' load next door. You're not even getting to see that. And maybe if you know you're nice, I could give you a little extra tour. Shh, Ostis want me to show you. Top secret. Let me show you next door, though. That's not top secret. And gets even
can we
more
put these down now?
No, you have to keep those. All right, please, put all of the things back so you do not end up getting any chromium mercury like that guy across the street. Keep that for later. That's good stuff. Welcome to Free Geek Big Storage. Little storage is across the way. But this is Big Storage, where you put monitors and systems, QC boxes ready for go out. These are systems that have been built that are, like, you know, good. And they're ready to be used in the classroom. And these are all just monitors that are just sitting here waiting to be used in a box. Go on, go file through. Enjoy all of what is Free Geek Storage. It's keen. And I told you about how bad those motherboards are. Well, they're pretty bad. But you want to say bad, this is one of these bad mamma jammas. Oh, dear God. They do a number on the environment. I mean, they're huge, first off. So it doesn't take many, like, to fill up a place. But they got this heavy lead shielding, and some of the older ones, they got like 5 pounds of lead, which is like, I don't know, I don't keep much lead on hand in or around my house, but that's a lot of lead. And then inside, they got a thing called a cathode ray tube. And a CRT, man alive, those things are also awful. Lots of phosphorus, and phosphorus will do you in even in trace amounts. And so if you have like more than 100 like dead monitors in one given area, you have a toxic dump on your hands. Luckily, these are all working, so none of you have been in a toxic dump yet. But if you can, you know, if we weren't here, who knows? Maybe you could be. And so that's part of the big reasons that all the people are now moving to flat-screen monitors, larger monitors, and they don't know what to do with their old ones. Right. Was there any questions at this point?
What are the large amounts of CDs for?
Well, there's lots of stuff. Like, those right there are actually platters. Steve, why don't you reach over there, and if you can grab one, I'll... Wait, no, here we go. You don't have to get this. They're right here. The same things. These are hard drive wind chimes. And you can basically turn them into a nice little, actually from hard drives. And they're hard, not floppy. That's where they come from, floppy disks. Hard. Right, that's where all that stuff comes from. We actually turn them into wind chimes, and there's some that are hanging up front, I believe. They make this cool little noise when they're dangling, and they're... It's another way of reusing technology, because otherwise it's just getting like recycled, and we'd rather reuse if possible. So that's that.
So this is the craft area where you can...
Yeah, a lot of crafts and lots of other stuff that can be done right in this area. It's cool. You can get like...
So have you figured out a way to reuse these obsolete BNC connectors?
We made a couple necklaces, but eventually people like complain of neck problems. And they're pretty heavy. They're not so... I don't know how good they are in the long run. But we do what we can. We got people that are dedicated. We just got a guy who donated, like, I think 30,000 little chips. Not the processor, but little chips, and he's going to do something with them. I don't know what, but we're trying to make an art project of some sort. If any of you guys have an idea, he's vulnerable to take it. Any other questions? Let's go, Agent McCaden! This way! This is Free Geek Education Room and other rooms and mess of things happen here, meetings and food eating and all sorts of stuff that's good that we like want to have. You know, I kind of like eating food whenever possible. And so, like, people come in on these computers and they can learn about Linux, and they have our classes in here. They take those computers once they've earned them, they take those computers and they bring them on in here, and then after about a couple hours, they've learned how to, like, write a document, and then they can send out email. They can start getting started. It's just a process, just the beginning. But, you know, at least it's that. Because otherwise, a lot of people wouldn't be able to do anything. And we have other classes, more advanced ones. I just took a class in Ruby programming, which object-oriented is pretty darn cool, man. I don't know much about, really that much about computers. I really don't. I like talking to games. But I'm not, like, that great. And I got some programming skills now, which is, that's pretty good. So no matter what your skill level is, there's probably something that you can, like, learn and benefit from. And you probably can teach something. You probably know something. You can come in and teach it. And so once we get the next space next door, then this area can be used more as a kind of a workspace for people doing projects, improving the distribution, so on and so forth. Bettering Linux, bettering FreeGeek, will have a space next door to teach more classes. Any more questions? Oh, bam. It's just paying such close attention. Most people come through here and they're like, blah, blah, blah. So what did you just say? I'm like, let's go on over down. There's one more thing I'm going to show you, but there's so many people, it's like going to be hard for me to talk in that area. As you go down the hallway, there's going to be a little network room, a little server room, and on the floor is our 15,000 gizmo that we brought in here. It's my favorite gizmo in the whole place. It was actually a monitor, a huge NEC monitor that was dragged from the river by Friends of the Willamette. It had been covered in some sort of slime, and it was still pretty juicy when they brought it to us. You can even see the fingerprints on the side of it from when they brought it in. And it's a little disturbing when you think that this huge pile of massive monitor was just sitting in the water, poisoning fish and people and making it impossible to, like, you know, use the river. But now it's in here, and it serves as a constant reminder to part of why we're here, which, on top of educating people, getting to speak clearly, is also cleaning up the environment. Come right this way. Oh, enjoy Richard while you're walking by. You know, pat him on the butt, whatever. Monitor right there. 15,000 gizmo. Actually, is it NEC? It's a CTL. Excuse me. Wrong.
Local company.
Yeah, local company.
And a printer, too. Huh?
And soon, I'm sure they're going to be very thankful that we kept their monitor out of the river. That's right. Damn straight, man.
So, Phil, Laurel said that you're the more entertaining tour guide, but she's the more factual tour guide. What do you think about that?
Well, it's a tough call. I mean, Laurel is a walking encyclopedia, and so that is... No, that's tough. I'm doing the stage directly.
Thanks.
That was the Reverend Phil of Free Geek doing a tour of Free Geek to new visitors.